You're listening to SBS News.
The polls got it spectacularly wrong. Most of the News Poll, YouGov, Galaxy, Ipsos and Reachtel polls had Labour ahead by 51 votes to 49 on the two-party preferred vote, even as late as Friday night. But early on election night, it began to emerge that Australia's voters had other ideas. Just before midnight, Bill Shorten conceded defeat and announced he was stepping down as party leader.
Whilst I intend to continue to serve as the member for Maribyrnong, I will not be a candidate in the next Labour leadership ballot.
Mr Shorten's decision to stand down after 6 years ends a difficult period for the party. While it frequently was the most popular party in the opinion polls, Mr Shorten never managed to be a more popular prime ministerial figure than his coalition counterparts. He's asked for Labour's national executive to expedite the election for a new leader. One potential replacement is Anthony Albanese, who paid tribute to Mr Shorten.
He has fought a tough campaign. He has led our great party for 6 years. He has been an inclusive leader and is someone who has campaigned on a policy agenda in the interests of working people. And he's someone who has my respect and has indicated, of course, that he'll continue to serve the parliament as a member of parliament.
Mr Albanese is the Shadow Minister for Infrastructure, Transport, Cities and Regional Development. During Saturday night's election coverage, as it was becoming clear that Labour had lost, former Liberal Deputy Leader Julie Bishop told Mr Albanese he should be standing to replace Mr Shorten.
The talk's going to start pretty soon as to whether you're going to be the next leader of the Labour Party, because you are quintessentially in touch with the workers, the base. You're more popular. We saw that in the vote. Bill's never been able to be seen as a preferred Prime Minister, whether it was against Tony Abbott, Malcolm Turnbull, Scott Morrison. You were the popular vote for the Labour Party.
Mr Albanese has now announced that he'll be standing for the leadership.
I'm someone who can take on the other side of politics in a vigorous fashion. And people who saw my record as Leader of the House of Representatives and as Manager of Opposition Business will know that that's the case. But they'll also know that I'm prepared to reach out across the aisle. And if an idea is good and it needs bipartisan support, such as the building of an airport and support for Western Sydney jobs and the Aerotropolis there, then I'll do that too. What you see is what you get with me. For better or worse. I'm a bit rough at the edges, but I think that Australians don't want someone who just utters talking points.
Anthony Albanese says he's the best person to rebuild Labour in the wake of the devastating election result. He stood for the leadership before in 2013 against Bill Shorten, and although he won the majority of votes from the party's rank-and-file members, the caucus backed Mr Shorten. Senior Labour figures Tanya Plibersek and Chris Bowen are among other contenders to be opposition leader. Ms Plibersek told the ABC's Insiders programme that she's considering a run at the Labour leadership.
Look, of course I'm considering throwing my hat in the ring. The most important thing for me is that we're in the strongest position to win in 3 years' time. I want Australians to know that they can trust Labour to deliver a strong economy and a fair society, to act on climate change.
Nominations open at a parliamentary party caucus meeting and remain open for a week. Candidates need to get support of 20% of caucus to get nominated. The organisational ballot takes 20 days. According to Sportsbet, Mr Albanese is the favourite to win the leadership and Ms Plibersek is considered the next most likely leader. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.